This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Well, George, I think if you take a couple things, first of all, the chaos that seems to surround Donald Trump has unnerved a lot of people. So the suburban women in particular here are the ones that are really turned off. And you add to that the, millennials, you have it very close. It's really kind of shocking because this should be just a slam dunk, and it's not.
That was old man Kasich talking smack about Donald Trump. Old man Kasich. He can't handle it.
Oh, you know, it's, of course, he's creating chaos wherever he goes. And, you know, the suburban women and the millennials and black people and Latinos are all benefiting from Donald Trump, baby.
Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Kasich, come on, man. Get on the Trump train. Kasich is still butthurt from having to finally drop out of a race that he never had a shot at to begin with. 844-551-8255. Man, what is the deal with these rhino Republicans that don't want to get on board? You know what Kasich is saying? If Donald Trump had to go to Ohio and campaign for a guy that Kasich couldn't bring over the finish line, who does that speak more of? Donald Trump is busy at the national level. That is in Kasich's home state. He knows that Donald Trump needs to maintain the House. You think he'd get off his butt and go do something about it, right? But no, not Kasich. And you want to know why? Because he doesn't like that Donald Trump beat him. Kasich had done it by the rules, baby. He was a senator? I know he was in Congress. And then he became a governor. There's nobody that could tell you he played it by the rules more than anybody. He was the best guy for it. Ted Cruz wasn't a senator and then he became a governor. Neither was Rand Paul. I mean, there were some business people. There were some doctors and attorneys. And there was one governor that was it was more than one governor. There was Governor Perry and there was Governor Huckabee. But none of them had done what Kasich had done, been in Congress and become a governor, and then he touted all the things that Ohio he'd done in Ohio. Well, you know what he didn't do? He didn't save the steel industry. He wasn't bringing manufacturing jobs back to Ohio, because no matter how good he did, Barack Obama was crushing his dreams. Oh, I'm so glad you guys are here. But see, what Kasich is a warning of is that there's no way to win with the rhino Republicans. No way. Don't try to please them. They don't care about you pleasing them. There's no way to win. Don't try. Pay attention. No way. They're butt hurt. He got skipped around. It was his turn. It was. It was Kasich's turn. So he's worse than the leftists out there. He's on with George Stephanopoulos, and he's
he should have made it.
This isn't the whole clip.
Big special election coming up in Ohio on Tuesday, and we're talking to the governor of Ohio, John Kasich. He joins us this morning from Columbus. Governor, thank you for joining us this morning. You saw the president last night, pretty hot inside that arena last night. Kind of surprising that he even has to come to Ohio for a special election in a district that he won by double digits. Why is it even close?
Well, George, I think if you take a couple things, first of all, the chaos that seems to surround Donald Trump has unnerved a lot of people. So the suburban women in particular here are the ones that are really turned off. And you add to that the, millennials, you have it very close. It's really kind of shocking because this should be just a slam dunk and it's not. What I also will tell you, George, is the Democrats have a weak candidate. This guy's just not doing it because there's no message. So it's likely in the end that Balderson should be able to win narrowly, but it's pretty surprising. But it really doesn't bode well for the Republican Party because this shouldn't even be contested.
You catch the end of it. It doesn't bode well for the Republicans. Oh, and see, they did have a weak candidate, but what he's not going to tell you is how much money was pumped into that campaign, how much cheating the Democrats did in order to make it happen, how little he did, and I'm talking about Kasich, because he so hates Donald Trump. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who are you listening to? Why is it that these leftist supposed Republicans don't want to support the president when he is demonstrating to them that his style works? Kasich is a benefactor. Look, my play parents, Frank and Mary, live in Ohio, in Cleveland, and they happen to like Kasich. I won't hold it against them. But they said to me point blank, Frank is he's a manufacturer. Six manufacturing plants he owns. And he said to me point blank, Kevin, the difference with Donald Trump is night and day. He's over the manufacturing council in Ohio. Multiple manufacturers whom he's watched over the last decade be decimated. And he said it is a completely different organization today under Donald Trump. Completely different. I mean, with Trump at the helm. These guys are energized. They're putting money into their factories. Look. This is a conjecture on my part. My, you know, finger quotes dad, Frank, tells me exactly what's happening in the Rust Belt. Places that couldn't get jobs. And also, look at the manufacturing now for coal. The coal miners and all the people that are looking at that as an energy source. The clean coal plants. All these things that have come back. Yeah, Kasich, you made it tough on Donald Trump because you were butthurt. Shame on you. Shame on all these people that are essentially fighting progress. And you know what? They're going to lose in the end. I'm not worried about it. And I went through this earlier in the broadcast where Guy Benson said, they squeaked out a win. We squeaked out a win and we held a congressional seat that the Democrats spent a fortune to flip. And they didn't flip it. So think about what happens next time. We got a Republican in there. The economy continues to churn and do well. The next time that guy runs, he's going to be running against, he'll be running with the entire Congress. They can't put that kind of money in there. How much are they going to target with X number of races around the country? How much money can they do? Even if they're selective about it, how much money are you willing to spend on a House race? How much trickery can you do? How much cheating can you do before you finally get caught? And I've been talking about this before, they brought up voter ID. They want election integrity. Trump is now able to say, okay, we're going to do mandatory voter ID. We are going to end illegals voting. When we start doing class action lawsuits against these politicians and these municipalities and these states that want to allow illegals, you're going to start seeing these laws change. So Donald Trump now has permission. Because of the Russian investigation, to say we're going to look at all avenues of how we're going to change this system. The Democrats, yet again, have spun something back on themselves and they don't even realize it. Folks, I'm spun on you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
As it happens, Duke is a key character in Spike Lee's amazing new movie, Black Klansman, which is based on the story of an African-American Colorado police detective who infiltrated the Klan back in the 1970s. And yes, it is based on a true story. Spike Lee is on the cover of this week's Time magazine. I'm very happy that he is with me now. That's your first cover of Time magazine?
Ever.
I would have expected like three or four by now.
Nah, son.
No? First of all, I got to ask you about your T-shirt, God Protect Robert Mueller. Did you make that yourself?
No, but a couple of people was talking, so there's a history in this country, so I just hope that God puts his hands on him and he has to do what he has to do today.
Spike Lee wants to protect a white man, Robert Mueller, a rich white man. I want you to think of the irony of that. Anderson Cooper is sitting across from one of the most racist people on the planet who's willing to smile in his face. Why? Because Anderson Cooper's promoting this film. Spike Lee's making a film about a brother who brought down the Klan. Now, Spike doesn't want you to know that the Klan that he brought down is the very Klan that Spike Lee continues to worship, to vote for, the Democratic Party. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Normally, I don't care. I don't give two craps about Spike Lee. He made the movie Chirac. Did he blame Barack Obama? Indirectly. He's willing to tell you the problem, but he's not willing to tell you who caused the problem. For Spike Lee, everybody that has causes the problems now are Donald Trump. He's wearing a T-shirt to protect Robert Mueller, a rich white man, a man who wouldn't pee on Spike Lee if he was on fire.
Oh, there are people out there, Kevin, come on now. No, you don't really know if Robert Mueller's really that type of person.
Robert Mueller is a country club boy that used to look down at black folks as the people that served him his mint juleps. That's who he is. He is a John Kerry Democrat. No, I don't care what they tell you about him. He's a straight-laced guy, Kev. Come on now. You're gone too far, black man. No, I'm not. Robert Mueller's that dude. Good-looking guy, could get any girl he wants. If you peel back the onion too far on Mueller, you're going to find some dirt that nobody's willing to talk about because he's from the right kind of family. He might as well have been a Kennedy. Good looks, athletic. Family came from money. Man, he's got Harvard and Exeter written all over him. Tell me that dude didn't have a privileged life. And Spike Lee, we got to protect him. See, that's leftist. Leftists will pick out, well, Robert Mueller now needs protecting. It was like when Janine Garofalo says Barack Obama. He straight up needs, you know, this is straight up racism up here. We got to protect this black president, the man that's risen to the highest office in the land. Robert Mueller has everything at his disposal. He could start up a case against Spike Lee and have Spike spinning in his grave. Or wishing he was dead, that's for sure. But Spike's going to protect him. With a shirt. You don't think the shirt was contrived? What? My producer's like, surely I know you're just saying that because you want me to get mad and go on radio and talk about this to the folks, right? That shirt was contrived. God protect Robert Mueller. Do you think Spike Lee really cares about God? Seriously. If Spike Lee cared about God, he'd be looking at all the young black kids that are killed, and instead of just making movies about it, he'd go do something about it. He would be rallying people together. He would, instead of bridging a chasm between all these folks, Spike Lee would be saying, we got to bring these communities together and not, don't get the cops out. Gangbangers, what are you doing? You know why Spike isn't going to do something like that? Because he's a chicken crap liberal. That's why. Do you think Spike Lee would go and meet with gangbangers on the south and the west side of Chicago and say, look, guys, here's what's going on. Let's get this truce going. He wouldn't do it, number one. And if he did, let me tell you how long it would last. It would last 2 days, max. 2 days. These fools would be killing each other again. Spike Lee, Rahm Emanuel, the alderman, whoever runs Chicago, none of them care. But Spike Lee's making a new movie, so he's out. And he wants all the controversy he can get. He's wearing this T-shirt. Hey, check it out. We need to protect Robert Mueller, because you know what Robert Mueller tried to do? Robert Mueller is now over the investigation that is a snipe hunt that should have convicted Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Andrew McCabe, Lisa Page, and all of them. And you know what I say to Spike Lee? Let's protect Robert Mueller. God protect him, because Spike's going to be wishing he hadn't protected Robert Mueller here pretty soon, because when the truth comes out, oh, hallelujah. Yeah, God's going to reveal the truth about that situation, and it's not going to be good for the Democrats. Oh, man. I remember when Spike Lee hit the scene, and he had a movie called She's Gotta Have It. And it was about a girl who dated three guys, and each of them had characteristics that she liked in each guy, but she wouldn't settle down for one of them. And it was Spike Lee flipping the male, the typical male role, making it into, the girl's name was Nola, making it into a female protagonist, if you want to call her that, who was now making the choice between the men. And of course, all the men wanted her. They each wanted her to pick them. She had Spike Lee, who was the goofy, funny guy. He was in his own film. Then she had the debonair sort of, you know, GQ guy. And then she had the guy who was sort of the good provider, ordinary looking, You know, nothing, no great shakes, no great body, whatever, but just a good, solid guy. So he offered stability. The other offered looks, and the other offered her comedic relief. He was a goofball. That was Spike Lee. And Nola couldn't commit to any of them. And that was Spike Lee's first film. And I liked it. It was shot in black and white. The girl was shown as this powerful woman who, you know, said, look, I like qualities of each of them, but I can't make up my mind. And it was Spike already showing his thing that he was going to flip feminism on its flip the so-called male dominant, not dominated Hollywood on its ears and make a feminist the protagonist. And that was fine. I was cool with that. Make that film, man. Let women should feel empowered to make that decision about a man and pick the one that she wanted. Maybe it was none of those three. And it was an exploration of that whole thing. And I thought, cool, I'm going to follow this dude. He's a brother out there making films. I'm going to follow. And then he did Mo' Better Blues, which I happen to like. It was with Denzel Washington playing a trumpet player. One of my favorite films in the sense that I happen to be into jazz. And this one was over a guy who was so in love with his trumpet that he, you know, essentially threw away a good woman who goes on to be with Wesley Snipes. And then he gets in a fight, messes up his lip, and no longer has that love anymore. Interesting concept. I like the film. So I started following Spike Lee. And somewhere along the line, I think he'd do the right thing. He decided to just go political, racial, and maybe he got a little clout in Hollywood, and he went political, racial, and suddenly everything became ethnocentric. Look, he was employing lots of black folks, making films that I thought had decent messages in them, and he could have been such a good guy, such a good director. And now he's just such a racist and such a bad guy, in my opinion. I don't want to see any of his films.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Did you know that safe drinking water is the second most essential human need? Don't take your water for granted. Know what you're drinking. Get a ProPure 10 in-home water test kit for just $20, a $39 value, and test for 10 different water contaminants and conditions. Takes about 10 minutes and works with most potable city and well water sources. No salesman will call. Order your test kit today and receive a $20 coupon good towards the purchase of a ProPure water filter system. Visit a participating authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product. Risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump delivered remarks from Fort Drum, New York. Now, after delivering remarks, he signed the National Defense Authorization Act for the next fiscal year. The president again talked about restoring our military.
After years of devastating cuts, we're now rebuilding our military like we never have before, ever. Because we know that to survive and having that survival of our freedom. It depends upon the might of our military.
FBI agent Peter Strzok, who headed the FBI's Hillary Clinton email investigation and was briefly a member of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's team, was fired by the Bureau on Friday. Mr. Strzok was fired by the FBI for his anti-Trump tweets and messages that he sent during the 2016 campaign. This is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I was in San Francisco a few months ago, the nation's largest outdoor homeless shelter, San Francisco. You ever been there? Lousy with homeless guys. They have their own newspaper there. You ever seen that? They do it in a lot of cities. San Francisco, Seattle, Portland. Yeah, homeless guy newspaper. It's called, like, something, Street Sheets. Yeah. Do you ever read one? Me neither. I want to read one. Because it's got to be crazy. I should have bought one. Like, what are the homeless guys writing about? Extra, extra. Read all about it. Kleenex boxes make excellent shoes in a pinch. Turn to page 12 for our 53-day weather forecast. The weather every day will be inescapable.
The world of the homeless. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. This is who you're listening to. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I've never been homeless. I've been poor, but not so poor that I didn't have a roof over my head. I can certainly sympathize with those that have been homeless because I know them. Some of them are in my family. I wasn't aware of their homelessness at the time and maybe couldn't have done anything much about it to begin with. But I do know to some degree what it's like, and I've imagined it. You ever, one time I threatened to run away, my grandmother said, go. She says, I'll pack your bag for you. I'm going. And I remember I was young. I was a little kid. And I walked out of the house. I mean, it was 2 miles to the gate where the highway was from our house. I got about 30 feet down the dirt road and remembered, you know, I have no money, no food, no nothing. And I remember thinking, this is not exactly a well-thought-out plan, right? And people probably don't think about it. We had a young lady that worked for us, this company, years ago, and she got divorced. It was a horrible divorce. Loses her home. Has to sleep in her car with two daughters. It was a short amount of time before, you know, she got family to take her in. But even that short amount of time, your life changes dramatically. You start thinking differently. Right? Think about, I mean, the little bit of thought I put into it, I remember asking myself, where would I shower? Where would I clean up? And I thought, you know what? I'd go to truck stops. But then, do you have a car? Can you put gas in your car? How much money do you have? Okay, well, I'll clean up at a convenience store. You know, go commandeer the bathroom for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, you know, to go and put the soap under your arms and clean yourself up, whatever, to be presentable. Would you know where to go for food all the time? I mean, I'm telling you this right now. If I were homeless, I'd be at the outside of a supermarket where they have, you know, foods, and I would be waiting for the throwaway foods. it there. Same with restaurants. At one point when I contemplated how to help the homeless, I went to friends of mine who are restaurateurs and said, hey, guys, how much food do you throw away a night? They said, well, Kev, we give most of it, try to give it to the staff. You know, we take it home, whatever, we eat it. But, you know, if we – and they go, that's pretty bad planning, you know, when we have too much left over. But we always have something. I go, what do you do with it? They go, we throw it away. I go, hey, well, could I come by and get it and give it to the homeless or whatever? And they go, nah, you can't. I said, why not? They said, because – we would get sued. If anything happened to the homeless, they got sick for any reason, and it was blamed on us, big time problem. So the city says, you got to throw it out. And that's the same food that you and I have gone to the restaurant and bought. They go, nope, we got to throw it away. So the only way you could do it is if you did it illegally. You could go and say, you know, I'm going to take all that food, I'm going to set it up. But as soon as somebody knows you're doing it for the city, somebody's going to narc on you. Get this, for feeding the homeless. This is how it works. It's a sad, it's an amazing tragedy, an ironic tragedy, that the thing that could get some of these people on their feet, you know, put food in their belly, especially when it's really cold, when you really need good sustenance, these guys are tossing food. It's illegal to help. We helped a veteran, a Navy veteran, who had to pay a $500 fine for dumpster diving to feed himself in the city of Houston, Texas. It is illegal to dumpster dive for anything. To feed yourself or anything. I don't know if it's for everything. I've seen people digging through there to get, you know, like these guys that are not hoarders, but they pick stuff up to sell later on. Which, by the way, based on the show I watch, what's it called? These guys run around picking up stuff, pickers. Yeah, that was the hint, right? Picking up stuff. These guys make a fortune, some of them. People don't even realize what they're throwing away. But in some municipalities, it's illegal to dumpster dive, and it certainly was illegal to dumpster dive for food for a 14-year Navy vet who was down on his luck trying to go see his daughter in California, and he had made it to Texas, coming up from Texas. It floors me. And the government says the only people who can help are us. They're the ones that say we are the only ones who are authorized to help. Now, the government, you would think that somebody would be smart enough in their thinking to say, well, look, all these restaurants are giving away food. How about we give a discount, you know, some sort of a tax break to the restaurants or making sure these meals are prepared, and then we'll gather up the food from the end of the evening, save it for a day or two or whatever, and then we'll just set it up to where we can make sure we feed the homeless. Surely, one would think that we could set something up that would be worthy of our time, right? How much food goes to waste every day throughout the world? Think about it. And where do you think most of it goes to waste? If you said the United States, you'd probably be right. These industrialized countries, we waste more food than you can imagine. I'll be honest, I'm a prude when it comes to onions and tomatoes and stuff like that. I won't use a tomato where it starts to look white. You know what I mean? Where when I cut a tomato, it's got to be, like meat. And as soon as I get any resistance where the root sort of comes in, I'm done. With an onion, same thing. I only use the middle part of an onion. I don't use the sides and all. I cut the best piece of the onion. And it's true of any fruit or vegetable. I'm a cooking prude. You will know if you eat a salad of mine, you're not going to get that, you know, that white part of a tomato that has no flavor. It's nothing. It might as well be gristle. Anyway, this is what I want to talk about. Homeless now, they want to give these barcode readers to barcode things too. And I saw a picture again. When I first saw homeless barcodes, I thought they were putting it like on their arm or their neck or something. No, it's a badge on a lanyard. And they say, why not make it even easier, you know, to give money to the homeless? So they have this barcode and you can go up with your smartphone and scan it and put money on a homeless person's tab. Have you heard of this? You guys heard of it? Yeah, I can put it on your tab. That's what the new barcode does. They wear it around their neck. You scan the badge with your smartphone, and it donates to their account. And I said, when I saw this, I said, when a government can't get rid of the homeless, the problem, they give you a gimmick. It's not that the government doesn't steal enough of your money, enough to feed the entire world probably twice over. Now they want to make it easier for you to give on top of that. My suspicion is it's probably not even tax deductible, but who knows? This article was in the Telegraph in the UK. This is where they're doing it. Homeless people are wearing barcodes around their neck in an attempt to increase donations in a cashless society. See, when the homeless people come up to you before, you could go, I got no cash on me. And they'd be like, oh, okay, well, all right, whatever, thanks, man. But now they say, oh, hold on, I got my barcode. Just scan your phone. Make a donation of a buck or two. They call it the Oxford University. It's an Oxford University initiative. That's not what they call it, but that's where it was. A new social innovation project called Greater Change hands homeless people a QR code similar to the kind issued for online tickets. Yeah. Passersby who wish to give money, but who may not have any change in their pocket, can scan the code using a smartphone, make an online payment to the person. Says the donation goes into an account which is managed by a caseworker who ensures that the money is spent on agreed targets such as saving for a rental deposit or a new passport.
The problem we're trying to solve here is that we live in an increasingly cashless society, as well as this, when people give, they worry about where the money might be spent on. So the solution we've come up with is a giving mechanism through your smartphone with a restrictive fund. Now, I say they haven't thought it through, because I foresee a lot of homeless victims of crimes. See, once I see you've worked all day panhandling, I'm just going to go snatch your lanyard and use your funds to get my crack, whatever I'm going to buy. Now, they say you scan it on your phone, a profile appears, tells you more about their circumstances, how they became homeless, what their job used to be, and it's a trial that they're trying in Oxford. I see this wrought with problems, but you know what? If somebody thinks this will work, good luck. Good try. Godspeed, homeless.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative by joining Liberty HealthShare. They're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
What's he gonna do? Use a magic wand? Wave a magic wand? Isn't that what Barack Obama said of Donald Trump's economy? Or Donald Trump when he promised to save Kerry? He's gonna wave a magic wand? 381,000 jobs, manufacturing jobs to date, grown in the Trump economy in 18 months. In the last year, Barack Obama lost 17,000 manufacturing jobs. But there are people that want to give the economic credit to Barack Obama. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Played a little bit of a clip earlier of Joe Scarborough. They were talking about the economy. And Joe Scarborough, like Rosie O'Donnell, says, how can you credit Donald Trump with this economy? It isn't his economy. And even if it is, what's funny, I want you to understand the contradiction. Rosie O'Donnell says, this economy is not real. Let's play just the part of that where she talks about the economy.
Well, when you report the economy, you report how it affects the top 1%, or you report how it affects everyone. The economy's doing good if you're a multi-billionaire. It's not doing good, and the tax cuts didn't do good for the average American. So I don't believe that the economy is thriving with the metrics that you guys are using. But the fact of the matter is, he's not only bad because he's a liar, he's bad because he doesn't know how to inspire people or evoke that emotion in them of
what about his rallies?
Knowing. And
now, that was Cuomo pushing back, saying, well, if he's not inspiring, what about the rallies? But that, I'm going to talk about that now. I want to talk about the economy. What does she say? She says, it's not doing as well as you say it is. It's only doing well for the rich. The tax cuts didn't work, blah, blah, blah. Now, contrast that to what Joe Scarborough says, and I'm going to play the entire clip now so you can hear everything he says up until the very end, okay?
And you just have to say it.
Okay.
Things are going well out there. This isn't the greatest economy ever. This isn't close to being the greatest economy ever. Barack Obama had more people getting jobs his last 16 or 18 months than have had jobs during Donald Trump's first 16 or 18 months. Again, it's not to say the economy's not doing well. It is. But all of these claims, and I'm not even talking to Trump supporters now. I'm talking to news reporters mm-hmm. who I cannot believe actually will ask a question by saying, well, you know, yes, the economy is doing better than it's ever done before. Not true.
No.
We're in a pretty extraordinary 6-7 year recovery right now, and that's a recovery we can all be grateful for. And you know what? That's something that we Republicans, now a conservative, we conservatives have always given credit where credit's due, and that's to small business owners, to people working hard. Unfortunately, this economy taking 2 or 3 jobs. But yeah, it's a strong economy. But Mika, this is not an economy that Donald Trump gave us. This is an economy that's part of a 7-year ongoing recovery.
Got to keep up with the facts.
Oh, my gosh. Got to keep up with the facts. Yeah, hey, you might try using the facts at some point. This is how crazy things have gotten, folks, where who do you believe? Berman, a guy, he interviews Tom Perez, the Democrats' DNC chair. And just, again, I want you to hear Tom Perez in his own words telling you how great things are for the Democrats. Now, this, pardon me, a little bit of it has to do with the Ohio 18 and the rationalization of that. And I'm going to probably end up talking about it again next hour, even though we've covered it. Because I just want to give you some perspective of how the Democrats view things in the world and why there's such a big chasm between us and them. I mean, we've already covered Rosie O'Donnell. It doesn't matter that millions of people have benefited from the tax cuts of President Trump. Millions of people have benefited from the money that's gone back into businesses by taking out all the legislation that used to just bottleneck these guys. It doesn't matter that millions of people are starting to feel good about going back to the doctor because they don't have to pay that stupid fee and they can go back onto some sort of a health care plan that works. None of that matters because there's anecdotal evidence where it doesn't work for everybody. What's funny, going back to the Rosie O'Donnell and the Scarborough thing, O'Donnell says nothing that Trump has done has worked. Scarborough says, yeah, we have to admit it's worked, but it's all really Obama. And if you flip that back over, then isn't Rosie O'Donnell in effect saying that all the things that Trump has done is really Obama's doing? That's what I'm talking about. When I say take anything that the left does, give it a little bit of logic, and you can twist it back on. It's a very simple thing. So these people that look at all the – I mean, I don't know who Rosie O'Donnell hangs around. I don't think it's ordinary people. Morning Joe, I feel like – when I heard Joe Scarborough talking about, and I don't know if it was in the clip, but he talked about we conservatives. He says we Republicans, we conservatives. Is there anything that Joe Scarborough said that would lead you to believe that that's a conservative point of view? He goes on to talk about, yeah, you can't argue with the numbers. They're good numbers. Everything's going up. But it's all back, you know, trending back for when Barack Obama was buying the economy with $1 trillion a year. Now, Donald Trump isn't buying the economy. He's actually bringing the economy back through jobs, through taking away legislation that was crushing businesses, through equalizing trade barriers and saying, look, you're going to follow the rules by doing things to empower other nations to say, we're no longer going to nation build with you. The only complaint that Joe Scarborough or anybody else could have about Donald Trump is his signing of that initial budget. Nobody can complain about, I mean, if you want to really wage war on Trump, you could say, why'd you sign that budget? And here's his out. It was my first budget. I wanted to get it funded, get all these things funded. But what he said is, it's the last one like that I'll sign. So I gave him a pass. I'm not happy that he signed that budget, but I understand it. Now, for those of you who say, Kevin, you're a homer for Trump, I'm telling you right now, if Donald Trump signs another massive budget like that, there's going to be hell to pay. I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to be mad about it. He better have a really good reason for signing a budget like that, because he's given the Republicans enough, he's got enough ammunition against the Republicans to say, you don't start doing things my way, and I'm not going to help you. He has that leverage. And how do I know he has that leverage? Because everybody that Donald Trump picked in the primaries won. That's leverage. That's saying to Paul Ryan or anybody who steps into that position, hopefully it's Jim Jordan. I know there's another guy that they say has the votes because he's next in line under Paul Ryan, but I don't want that guy. Forget his name. I want Jim Jordan. Jim Jordan's proven he's ready to be speaker. But whoever steps into that role has a clear understanding that if Donald Trump supports the Republicans, they'll earn massive money. They'll have plenty. They'll be flush with cash to move forward. If you fight Donald Trump, the Republicans won't have any money. Trump will have money, and he can go handpick the people that he wants again. So I want you to understand this. In 2018, Trump's handpicking people. In 2020, he'll do the same. In 2022, he'll do it again. And in 2024, he'll do it again. Four more times, he will be able to handpick. You keep that in the back of your mind. Four times the Congress is going to turn over, the House is, and Donald Trump can say, you're a loser, okay, here are my winners, here are my losers. In the Senate, the next one will probably be more Republicans than Democrats. Donald Trump will again be able to do what he wants and say, okay, guys, here's how we're going to do this. That's the power that he has. And he will have that over the budget. And he can say, you don't vote for me, and my budget issues this time, there will be hell to pay for you congressmen and the senators that are coming up. I'm going to call you out by person. And that's where I think this is headed. But we are in better shape because every day Donald Trump's position on all of these different matters that he's supposedly embroiled in that are controversial, every day they strengthen. We've already talked about Mueller's in trouble. His investigation is pointing at the Democrats. Manafort, the best witness against Manafort is a dude who's an embezzler and a cheater and a bunch of other stuff. Good luck with that. I think they've rested their case. I don't know what's going to happen, but Manafort, regardless of how it shakes out, it has no bearing on Donald Trump. So you got that going away. Stormy Daniels, the attorney for them, all the accusations of womanizing, and all the other things. What else? Putin, China, Iran. Donald Trump has the world. The equalizer buttons are all roughly at even keel, and the left can't stand it. That's his power. And you'd have to be a fool as a Republican to not be paying attention to how people are doting on Donald Trump. I'll take a short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.